USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russia is denying a claim by the British government that it plans to install a pro-Russian leader in Ukraine. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Secretary of State Antony Blinken explains the path forward.
Even as we're building up deterrence, even as we're building up defense for Ukraine, we're also engaged in diplomacy and dialogue. And I met, as you know, with the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva just a few days ago to try to find out if there is a real path forward on diplomacy and dialogue.
Reports are coming in that the State Department could begin evacuating the families of U.S. Embassy personnel in Ukraine. The shipment of Javelin anti-armor missiles, which was made in the U.S., is headed to Kiev. President Biden says they're ready to impose consequences if Russia does begin to invade Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
One Democratic senator is speaking out against the censuring of Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema.
Independent Bernie Sanders comments on the Arizona Democratic Party's censure of Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema.
What the Arizona Democratic Party did was exactly right.
The burn praising the Arizona arm of the party for condemning Sinema's vote to keep the Senate filibuster in place, and along with Senator Joe Manchin, her decision did succeed at killing the passage of two major voting rights bills that Democrats are pushing. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A sheriff's corporal in Harris County, Texas, Charles Galloway, was shot and killed during a traffic stop in southwest Houston. The police department there is heading the investigation. Chief Troy Finner says the suspect, who is described as a Hispanic male, got out of his car and opened fire on the officers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Airstrikes in the country of Yemen is leading to international outrage. This report from the BBC.
No sleep in the port of Hodeida last night. After 7 years, the war in Yemen is intensifying again. The Saudis are trying to capture Hodeida from the Houthis, who are backed by Iran. On Tuesday, airstrikes on the Yemeni capital, Sana'a, targeted senior Houthi commanders. But their families were at home, so children and women were amongst the casualties. Yemenis have grown used to Saudi attacks. The war, it seems, never ends. And now, a new cycle of violence has started in this proxy war between regional powers.
The airstrike targeted the Al Junaid house. Three families live there.
Drone footage reveals the extent of the damage. This was retaliation for Houthi attacks on the United Arab Emirates, the first for more than 3 years. The UAE official explained in a video call with a Washington think tank.
Several attacks, combination of cruise missiles, ballistic missiles, and drones, targeted civilian sites in the UAE.
Saudi forces responded the next day with airstrikes on Sana'a. The exchange of fire comes after renewed fighting in which Saudi and the UAE-backed forces have seized the area around Shabwa from the Houthis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.